they are really targeting everybody with a AI gaslighting catfishing system. I noticed in the last 6 months, whether it's YouTube, Instagram, whatever you use, I don't use Facebook or whatever, TikTok, I don't use all that, but whatever you're using, I'm sure it's the same. They're targeting ads with a super meta algorithm to try to draw your attention in to the little cube box, whatever you want to call it. I'm to the point now where I see what's happening about this YouTube and all these social media. The book of Revelation says the whole world will watch the two witnesses. When they kill the two witnesses, the whole world will be one voice together, screaming and yelling and cheering and saying, finally, the two that tormented us are dead. So whether it's a cell phone, whether it's a watch, a wristwatch, a holographic display, whether it's embedded in their head, in their mind, it's embedded in their hand and they're watching it on their hand, a holographic display or whatever it is, the two witnesses, they're all going to be shouting and cheering that the two witnesses are dead. And then 3 days later, the whole world's going to see the two witnesses raised from the dead, get up, be caught up to heaven. And then all Hades is going to break loose on earth. See, this is God's earth. This is God's earth and God's plan. Planet. It's called a planet because it's a plan. It's the plan of ET. The reason it's called a planet is because God is extraterrestrial. He's not a terrestrial being. He's extraterrestrial. And he has a program and a plan for this planet. It's a plan. So the extraterrestrial God, God is a spirit. He's outside. The extra means outside the terrestrial. God has a plan for planet. ET, God, extraterrestrial God, not a human, not of the flesh, not the terrestrial, but the extraterrestrial, the spiritual. God has a plan for planet, because it's the plan of ET. ET, phone home. Sonic, why do you think that Sonic movie is a creature that's not human, that's super fast? Sonic goes back to sound. The speed of sound, right? His word went into all the earth. God, Logos, the word. Sound doctrine. I'm starting to see how the Bible says you're sons of God. And if you're sons of God and you've exercised your spiritual gifts, whatever they are, everybody's got different gifts, you start to realize the sons of God are different than the sons and daughters of the devil. The sons of God are different, but they want to bombard you with a bunch of noise and a bunch of foolishness, a bunch of gaslighting, a bunch of waste your time TV junk. They want to gaslight you and catfish you to pull you into their fake reality. I mean, they're still sitting there talking about going to Mars. They're talking about UFOs. They're talking about that. UFOs are extraterrestrial, all right? But it's another dimension. It's demons or angels or God's watchers watching you or whatever. But it's not human. You can't have something move that fast and not mess up the human body, you know. And think about the cycle that you go through every day. You just go around and around and around and around in a little circle. You think you're going somewhere. Let's say you do fly to an island, or you drive to a mountain or a beach or something. Let's say you do something like that. You still come back to where you started. You didn't go anywhere. The only way you go somewhere is in the inside. Spiritually, renewed by the spirit of your mind. I have never seen such distractions, such bizarro land ideas and thoughts out there. I mean, really, they've come up with everything that they can think of to distract you. They'll come up with the most bizarre theories. As long as they don't talk about the Bible, then that's supported, you know, by the hive. The 666 hive will support anybody out there that comes up with some kind of new bizarre theory, as long as they don't support the Bible. As long as it's not Bible, it's supported. Whatever, how crazy, it doesn't matter how crazy it is. And even if half the stuff that they say, even if it was true, it didn't change their life any. These people are still bitter. They're still hell-bound. They're still miserable. It didn't change their life. It didn't change their life. The mathematicians have lost their mind. The physicists, the string theory people, everybody's lost their mind. You mean to tell me the Bible's right there and says that Jesus spoke it all into existence, and you're still trying to figure out through string theory how this place started? It's all a distraction, people. Everything is from the Word. Everything derives from the Word. The Word Logos. Jesus, the Logos. The music is crazy, and it's all the same. People get in my car, they'll be listening to some rap noise. I'm not even calling it music, rap noise. And the same beats are the same, everyone. Even if it's a different singer, it's the same beat. Country noise, country music noise, same thing, same beat. Rock, same beat. Most of the rock's just preaching rebellion, right? It's all the same beats, people. It's the same sine wave. It's the same sin wave. It's the same machine. It's the same pride of man. It's the same every day. Everywhere you go is always the same. If somebody says, you can have this $1 million house, I'd say, first thing I say, can I sell it as soon as I get it? They say, no, you can have it, but you got to maintain it. I said, I don't want it. Too much to manage. If a house is as big as a hotel, let's say you had sheetrock damage and you had to pay somebody to fix the sheetrock, you couldn't even afford to do that. But the average person couldn't even afford to get the sheetrock, dude.